The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to be here with you guys tonight. And there's a lot of really cool stuff going on. A lot of people are going through like really quick surprises of good fortune, not quick surprises of bad fortune. And so I've noticed that in the last few days. And I think it's all where you put your head. And so basically, if you think it's good, it's good. If you think it's bad, it's bad. And so try to manifest good fortune for yourself. And see, just when I tell you that, you notice you feel a very slight warmth in your hand. You know, there's Christine, let me talk to you in Minneapolis. Let me talk to Christine Klein. And so, yeah, there we are. Now, you're very clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. Your name should be Claire, you know, Claire Mama. And so anyway, what did you feel right then?
I felt very warm, Gary.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah. And that's just when you thought, I'm going to project to myself good fortune.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
That means you got it. That means you got good fortune. How cool. Right? And so what's your good fortune you're looking for? Do you even know? You don't care.
Well, I guess I don't care, but I'm looking for another job, I guess, because I don't know if my pastor's going to leave or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I put in an application. I didn't get the job I thought I was going to get, but
yeah, I think it's
something
okay.
Else.
I heard ride it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
there
could be
there?
Something. Hang in there. There could be something really good that'll just evolve of where you are.
Okay. Because the people don't want me to leave. And I thought they were like poo pooing on me.
No. I think they don't want you to leave. You know, tell them to give you some more money. They'll even give you more money.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
All right. Yeah. You just have something in your head that's not true. And so this is where you have to project to yourself good fortune. And you don't have to make some change because the pastor's changing. You're actually empathing him.
Oh, okay.
And so he's making a change. So you think, oh yeah, I got to make a change now. Not really.
I know. I keep doing the hellish dimension thing, you know, like where you use the double-edged sword on him,
yep.
You know, to clear him every day. So he knocks off his whatever he's doing.
Good. Yeah. Well, anyway, you'll just be fine. Ride it out for a minute and see what happens. Okay. And so, but there we are. I'm just going to clear off a bunch of other stuff around you. There we go. You're a little bit of a magnet these days. You're sort of, yeah. You know, with other people's bad luck. And so you're tapping into a bit of that. You notice it more with your son than anybody. And so you're sort of picking up on him, you know.
Okay.
And so there, I just cleared him too. There we go.
Thanks.
You look good.
Because I've been having some bad anxiety. I was going to ask you to like help me with that and my husband's heart.
Yeah, let me look at him. He's got an arrhythmia issue.
Is he okay?
He's okay, but is it beating weird?
No, he had like some pressure and then like some pain in his heart. And I asked God to give him a new heart and it's been good ever since.
Well, then there you are. You know, I just see he had a little bit of an arrhythmia thing, which a lot of people do. And
I've been doing that too.
Yeah, but he looks good. He looks good.
Oh,
he looks
good.
Bright.
Okay,
because
he's like my best friend.
That's good. I see you guys taking a nice trip as well.
Oh, good. He's been wanting to.
There we are. I see you going. And so whatever this thing is, he wants to drag you on, go do it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Big kiss. Big kiss. Big kiss.
Thank you, Gary. I miss you.
Hey, come see me.
Yeah.
There we are. I'm easy. I love people. You know, I just love you guys. I really do. I appreciate you guys being here so much. And there's, you know, there's so many things we've been like bouncing through lately, you know, and having fun. I had a really great time in Minneapolis the other night. You guys have any of those pictures of me and Dave Ryan? I don't know if you guys have any of the ones on Instagram. Anyway, there's like we had so much fun at this silly Halloween party. Sometimes it's just important to be silly and have fun doing fun, silly things. And so Halloween parties are always silly because you get to dress up. And I dress up every day. So for me, it's great. I remember, I was going through the grocery store on Halloween, and I always hear this, and I don't know why it's in the vegetable department, but it seems to be always there. And some little grandma will come up to me and she'll go, "Clever. That's very clever." And then they'll say, "Who are you?" And I go, me. "That's you?" "Yeah, that's me." Anyway, and so I get to dress up every day. And I think people like having fun dressing up. I think people really do. I think you guys like to dress up and be maybe who you are or who you're not. But we had a great time at the Halloween party in Minneapolis. We had, I don't know, a couple thousand people. It was just lots of fun. So I appreciate you guys, all you guys that came out to that. And so let me just look at you. Now you're just glowing around. Look at all, I'm just looking at all the glow with you guys. There we are. Oh, there we are. The show host, Dave Ryan, who is an icon in radio, actually, guess who he went as? And so there we are. There's Dave. That's funny. Did you see this picture, Dino? Did you see that? I
I
don't know.
seen it, yeah, I seen it on Instagram or something. It popped up. I seen it, and it's on Dave's site. So, and then I think Tenoch may have posted it on yours. I'm not sure, but I seen it.
Yeah, I mean, he went to a lot of trouble to be me,
Yeah.
and he was a little upset over the amber necklace. He said, "Did you know how damn much these amber necklaces cost?" And I had to get one. I'm laughing, Anyway, there we are. That's funny. Thanks, Dave. Had a good time. Had a really good time. Let's see now. Who? What? Michelle? Who are we talking to? You got to have a bunch of people you want to talk to.
Thank you, Gary. Yes. Can I put Tammy Martinez on? Tammy
Yeah.
Martinez.
You got her? You didn't really
I
get
got her. Go ahead. Hey, Tammy. How's it going? Good to see you.
Hey, my
Go ahead.
girl.
Yeah.
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. What's your question tonight, honey?
Michelle, do you have that picture?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
If you know, can someone post that picture I sent you guys? Of the sun with the ring.
Yep, we'll get it for you, Michelle.
Is that the sun with a ring or a moon with a ring?
I believe the sun, because it was still daytime. We had just come back from our vacation, and on the last leg, we actually stopped in Ojai at the institute that you were at. And then when we got back to Hayward in the Bay Area, I saw this beautiful ring, and I was just like mesmerized by it. And I just wondered if there was some meaning to it.
But the meaning you got from it was actually, Ojai has a lot of beautiful sunsets and a lot of beautiful sunrises. And so because you have the Pacific Ocean, and the way that the sun bounces off of the Pacific Ocean and goes up onto the Topatopa Mountains, creates a thing called the pink moment. And many times you'll see these rings around the sun. You'll see rings, you'll see these crazy glows, you'll see all kinds of colors. And we got to see just a giant rainbow show. And so there was all these beautiful gifts of rainbow. And see, what I see is I think you tapped into that energy, with your photograph. And so that's the reason when you look at that photograph, you'll actually find your sinuses open. And so feel that, see? And I'm not doing that. I'm just observing it. And so at different times, the sky lights up. And many times when the sky lights up, this happened in Ojai all through the spiritual retreat. I would go, "Guys, if you look outside right now," and it would be around the whole valley would be full of angels. The whole valley would be full of rainbows. The whole valley would be full of spiritual gifts. And so we got so many spiritual gifts there. I mean, at days afterwards, I'm like, every time I get downloaded with like a bazillion spiritual gifts, and especially as I help other people get these spiritual gifts, I actually get daisy doodled. And so I was like, I'm like dazed out of my mind, kind of, just but it was a beautiful experience for me, and a lot of people had a beautiful, beautiful experience. And so there we go. See, there's a rainbow there. That's kind of neat, huh? And
Yeah,
so.
it was really cool being up there. Because I went up, like I said, I went up. What was the day? The Friday, and so,
It was a big day.
it was just being up there. I was like, oh, we'll just go for an hour. And then when I actually found the institute that you guys were at, me and Eric went up there and we just really enjoyed it. And then we wanted to stay the night up there, but everything was booked and we couldn't. But we
It's
definitely,
because we
I
filled it.
definitely.
We filled it up. There was no rooms. Michelle got every room in the city. You
No,
know,
this
it's,
was after the retreat though. The it
yeah.
was the 20 October 25th when I was up there. But just being
Oh,
on
okay.
the mountain, I could feel like all the energy and everything, and then I didn't want to leave.
Well, yeah, it was that. It was like that. We got all lit up. So good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. When I look at you now, I see a rainbow in your head. And so I want you to imagine, and everybody could do this, and they'll get this gift. This is a gift of the rainbow, and the Topatopa Mountains. Okay. And so there we go. Now you got it. See? Now your hands got warm. There you go. Now you got really warm. Feel it? There we go. Okay, and everybody else can piggyback off of you and get the same gift. This beautiful rainbow gift brings you tremendous light. It enhances the light and all the spiritual gifts you already have. And then it brings in this special healing that's so incredible. And so it's neat. And this special healing energy also gives you the ability to see things, hear things, get things, talk to your angels. There's like it was wild for me to see. And I had so much fun. I had a tour bus kind of thing up there. And so I was in this giant RV tour bus thing and which means I know nothing about it whatsoever. But it was so good because we used that as so it was like a little bit of a spot where I could, you know, run to meditate, come back out, work with everybody, go meditate, come back out, you know, that kind of thing. And so it was just a really, it was a great energy because when I would step off of the bus, I would see it was a great view of the valley and I would see all these angels doing things, but I'd never seen so many angels working with people. And so that's what we got going on right now. So we brought in a lot of special light, a lot of special gifts, and a lot of special things happened to a lot of special people. So thank you guys for coming to the retreat. There we are. There we are. That's neat. Look at that. How fun is that? You know, the monks, of course, the monks are there. And they had so much to add. They brought in a certain peace that was crazy. And look, I'm an honorary monk now. So how about
No, I saw that.
that? So thanks, honey. Thanks for coming up. Thanks for
Yeah,
that.
I
Fun.
love you. I'm sorry I missed you, but soon, me and Eric want to come one day soon.
Oh, good. All right. I look forward to it. I
All
look
right.
forward to
Love
it.
you.
Thank you. I'm just glad to be doing stuff. I'm really glad to be doing a few things again. So that's beautiful. Thank you, God, for that. And so, Michelle, who else we got, girl?
Thank you, Gary. Can I get Carla Kupres?
Yeah.
Oops.
We got her. We
Oh,
need to get her.
yeah. Can you get her? She's just right there. Right there. Thank
Oh.
you.
All right, caller,
Hey,
unmute.
Carla.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now I can. Hey girl, what you doing?
Hey, how's it going? To
Good.
respect everybody's time, I got two quick questions. I'm having
Okay.
issues with my, I was wondering if you could heal me. And I'm having issues with my right knee. I have a torn meniscus. And then I'm having issues with my right hip. If you could heal me, please.
Okay. Well, when I look at you, you have a dark energy in your lower back, and in your upper back. And I'm just clearing those off. And when I did, I felt your arms go warm, your face get lighter, hands get lighter. And now I'm just peeling things off of your spine. And so many times we get these little entities on our spine that look like snakes. The snake entity brings illness always. And so if you guys see a snake entity, you want to ask God immediately for a spiritual gift to clear it. So ask God for the spiritual gift to clear the snake entities.
God, please give me the spiritual gift to clear the snakes off my spine, please.
Okay, reach and
Thank you.
grab it. There you are. You got it. Okay, now then you got a sword. Okay, you already got it. Your higher self's cranking along. So there we go. And now just go around your spot. There we go. There, now you feel light all over, really light all over. There we go. See? Neat, right? So you can do yourself. You can do it to yourself. All you do, you can just clear yourself with that gift, but it gets rid of it. I saw the snakes fly off your knee at that point too. You
Oh,
know?
cool.
And so those things just cause illness. That's what they do. You know? And so you look good. You look good. There we are.
I miss you very much.
Hey, miss you too. I'll see you soon. All right.
Michelle, thank you. Gary, thank you. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you. Yeah, and
Thank
I'm going
you.
back. I'm going back to work. You know, I took a break from doing readings for a while, and I've been working on some books that you guys are going to enjoy, I think. And so but I took a little break and to recover from my leg injury. And I'm gonna, you know, go back to work here where I'm back to reading y'all every day. You know, and so look, you know, I look forward to that. That's fun. I look forward to talking to you guys. And so, because I know a lot of you guys have been asking for readings, and so no, I'm back in a minute here. So who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how's it going? Thank you for being so patient.
You got it? Okay.
Go ahead and unmute. Sorry, I'm used
No, sorry.
to it.
Hi.
Thanks.
Hey,
Hey.
girl.
Good to see
Hello.
everyone.
Glad to see you.
Hey, Gary. So my husband and I have both been feeling really tired and just like very blah and yucky for quite a while. Even our dog is tired.
Right.
So just wondering, I feel like it's medical and spiritual. So I thought you maybe could take a look at both of us.
And so you're wondering, is this spiritual or physical, or
Yeah, I
are
think
you?
it's a little bit of both, personally, for more
Yeah,
so for my husband.
yeah. When I look at you, it's really oh, let me get my head wrapped around it. It's about 70-30, 70 spirit, 70. 70 spiritual, 30 physical. And so that's because you get really tired, lethargic, and you don't feel like doing anything. And so you gotta walk around some. You gotta get moving. You gotta move your body. And then as soon as you do, you're gonna feel a whole lot better. But I can get rid of the 70%. Watch what this feels like, okay? I brought in, I don't know, probably 100,000 angels, and I'm gonna show you when you crack this off. There. Feel how light you're starting to feel?
Yeah, feels like I'm flying.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Full of
Oh.
light, full of life. You're
Love
smiling. You feel joy. Your forehead's sweating.
it.
There we go. And so I got rid of a, I don't know, maybe 100,000 demons.
It is. Wow. I knew
Okay.
something was going on.
Well, you're tapping into, you're so empathic. Here's what happens. Your energy field, as you meditate and get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter, you get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And as you do, you tap into more light and more dark. And if you don't clear the dark, lazy girl, what happens is, don't be spiritually lazy because they kick your butt. And so basically, you were spiritually getting your butt kicked. You know, and so that was the reason you were feeling like you were feeling. And so, but now look how you feel now. Crazy, right?
Yeah, really good.
Okay, that was the 70%. Now then, with you having 70% of that gone, and a lot of people have this funk. I mean, when I first got to Minnesota, I had to clear the whole city. When I
I'm in
first got to
Minnesota.
when I when I got to Minneapolis, I was coming down the airplane. I'm like, "Are you sure we gotta land here?" You know, I mean, I'm really telling you, it was dark, and so I cleared everything, and I'm going to the airport and I'm clearing everything, you know. And then I had people starting to come up to me and say, "Gary, can you clear me?" You know, and I did, and they were like, "Oh my God, thank you, thank God you're here." You know, and so it was good, but you can use your spiritual gifts of your sword. And this was a big diamond sword that we used to clear people in the city. You know, the city, we cleared the whole city the other day in the energy clearing. I brought in all these rainbow colors and stuff. And so you can imagine the city looking like that. And so it's really but you can imagine your city looking like that. So you can clear anywhere you are, but you want to clear the whole place. And so, because you're tapping into the whole place, you're wondering like, why am I getting all this yuck? you know, because you're thinking, I don't deserve all this. However, you're just bigger now. As you get bigger, you can clear everywhere where you are, and the whole world, and even the whole universe. And as you clear this, you'll feel better. And so, because if you can feel it, you can fix it. There's an old saying that God told me a long time ago, if you can feel it, you can fix it. If you don't fix it, you get it. And so you're just getting it. So what happened? So I cleared that 70% off. Now you'll find your health will be, no, it looks like to me you got about, you know, that 30% that's left, about 70, 17% of it went away because now you got all this bright light. You know, I see a tremendous
Okay.
amount of, I see a tremendous amount of healing going into your thyroid. I don't know if you have thyroid issues, but I see it lighten up right now. So it feels like you may have if you don't know it. So check that out, okay?
I will,
All
yeah. My
right.
was the same issue with my husband then? Was it kind of all the similar issues with him?
A little bit like that, and so he gets, but he gets sort of frustrated, and mojos himself.
Oh yeah.
Makes
And
sense.
he doesn't listen when I try to
No,
convince him otherwise.
he gets pissed off with himself. You know, he has a
Yeah.
little hissy. He has a little hissy fits, right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, next time he has a hissy fit, just grab something, throw it against the wall. You know, he'll freak out. Like, what is wrong with you? You broke a coffee cup. Yeah, that's what you do every time you throw a little hissy. You know, because when he throws his little fits, he actually mojos everything around him. And if you're around him, he's mojoing you. If he's around him, which he's always around him, he's mojoing him. This is how people dig an energetic hole. And so he's got to quit getting pissed off about nothing.
Okay. Oh,
Make
yeah.
sense?
It sure does.
All
It's
right.
nothing majorly physical though with him.
No, not really. Maybe you get a water gun or something, squirt him in the face.
I like
Not
it.
too intrusive, just a little. But
Yeah.
that'll piss him off. But he's just got to wake up from having his hissy fits.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I ask you super quick? I'm sorry to ask another. My mom had brain surgery a couple weeks ago. Can you
Okay.
clear her from the medications they gave her because that really affects her?
She'll
So she was on
they're gonna
preventative medicine.
balance it out, and she looks a lot better, okay?
Okay, good. And she's
Yeah.
doing better.
Yeah.
I just know that those heavy medications can affect her.
She's all right. She's okay.
So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Love you guys. Thank you so
Hey,
much.
you. Good luck. Good
Thank
luck.
you.
It was fun
Thank
for me to
you.
meet. I enjoyed that. That was really, really cool. I want to talk to Christine Lingard. Can I talk to her?
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Okay, I'll cross her off my list.
All right,
Oh,
Christine.
okay.
Unmute yourself.
So great to talk to you. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, you look so warm and fuzzy and cozy in your robe, you know? There. If you want to know what I want for Christmas, I want that robe. You got to get me a robe. There we are.
Okay. All right. I'll remember that.
All right. Anyway, so how are you, honey? What's your question?
Very good. So, my business, I've been just attracting divinely some healing therapies, alternative hydrogen inhalation and microcurrent. And so
Whatever that is, okay.
it's really cool. So, I'm wondering if you see it. It is like different than what people are used to. If you see it taking off, if I'm like I'm trying to attract an windfall or an investor so that I don't have to do all the work myself, but I really just believe in what it is. So I'm wondering what you think.
Well, it really got lit up when you said, I really believe in what it is, because when you believe it, many times the magic of a new invention or device or a theory or a concept or methodology, if you believe it, that's the magic, you
Love
see.
it.
And so you bring the magic with that. And so that's the reason, you know, like with a lot of the crystals and stuff we sell, you know, they have powers.
I
And
was
the
going to
reason,
say that. I have that big, huge green stone that I bought from you, and I feel like it really does like amplify what's going
it
on in there.
does. Yeah, they
Yeah.
do. And people catch on to it after a while. They're like, wow, this really works. I'm like, yeah, you know, but see, the power is in the belief. And the power of healing anybody or yourself is in the belief. And
Got it.
so every time I work with somebody and they ask me to help heal them, I believe I can. So call me,
Nice.
bright, dumb, dumb enough to believe it, smart enough to believe whatever it is. But it doesn't matter because as long as I believe it, that's all that matters. And so, and then if you believe as well, whatever the belief is, say it takes two to make one. Oneness is incredibly powerful now. So if you can find one person to be one with, settle in and enjoy your day. And so, because oneness is the most powerful thing in all of God's universes right now. And so that we figured out at the retreat. We had so much fun being one. I was one with everybody. I was one with all the people. They were one with me. They were one with the monks. The monks were one with us. I mean, it was really fun for me to see. And Michelle, you can, because you were hanging out with the monks and they were actually staying at the guest house where you were. And in the Upper Valley, and they were just having a ball. The monks are like skinny dipping at the midnight and so.
Instagram.
Oh, they were loving it. They were enjoying themselves. They were skinny dipping at
I'm
midnight.
kidding.
Oh my God, they were out crazy. Oh my.
Yeah. And so, and it was really great being one with those guys. And so, because I learned so much, I really learned a lot. I learned a lot about oneness, and I learned about manifesting with those guys. And I also would tap into this higher dimension they were in, and all this light would come down. It would be like crazy. Here, I'll download you with it. There, you just got it around you. Feel how warm you got? See? And so there we are. See, that feels good. You're like, whoa, now you're sweating, see? And so, but that's how easy it is to share your gifts. You can share your gifts too. And so with sharing your gifts, sharing your healing, sharing your methods of healing, that's my, I was just, I was showing off a little bit just to make a point that that's how you do it. And so, but you can do it. Honey, you can do it as easy as I can. There we are. These guys were great. And so, I think they're coming to visit. Michelle, aren't they coming to visit us? They're coming to North Carolina, or I'm going with them. They're going somewhere anyway.
They're going to Vegas for your birthday, and then your next retreat, they're going to your house.
Oh,
Like,
good.
yeah, whenever you,
You mean like a springtime retreat?
yeah, next year
May or
when they
March?
come back next year.
Oh, nice. That's going to be fun. That'll be fun. I can see now. So,
Yeah,
can
but
you
they'll
imagine
be here
waking up?
December 2nd or December 3rd through the 9th in Vegas.
Yeah, can you imagine? And we're gonna, and I think we're gonna have an event somehow over there. We hadn't made our mind up. We were trying to figure out if I was gonna work or not, and so, but we're trying to figure out to where I get to spend a day with you guys in a spiritual way, and do some teaching, and so, but we also are just having a birthday party, and so one of my friends is wanting to throw me a birthday party, and Angela, who does all my booking stuff in Vegas, all the casino shows were all booked by her, and she owns a bunch of shows up and down the strip. She was at the retreat. A lot of you guys met her, love her, and so with her and Tiffany and her daughter, and so anyway, we'll see. And Michelle, and they're figuring out something. And so, do I get a birthday cake, Michelle?
You sure do, Gary. That's why you gotta
All
come. It's gonna be
right.
awesome. What's your
All right.
favorite again? Is it carrot cake?
I like everything.
Yeah. There's different
I like
kinds.
food. I'm just a foodie. The monks, they like food too. They were like crazy eaters. I
Yeah.
think they were eating a bunch of food that wasn't monk food.
Nope.
So,
Yeah.
that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I saw one of them chewing on a rib. Gnawing away.
They're so
I
cool.
said, what is your diet when you're back in Tibet? And he goes, it's not
Vegetarian.
American. He goes, it's not American food. And he goes, I could tell you that. He goes, we don't eat all this meat. He goes, we're mostly vegetarian. And so I said, we could get you vegetarian stuff. You don't have to eat pork and, chicken and steaks.
Well, that's because they accept whatever you offer them
Right.
because they feel like it's an
I
honor.
think they like it though. I think they
Yeah.
like it. I said, you have to accept everything that we offer. And one of them was saying, yeah, whatever. If it's drink, cocktail. So I got a little feeling the monks have a little party side to them. I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, how would I know? How would I know these things? Anyway, I had a good time with them though. I had a ball. And so, and I think everybody else really enjoyed them. And so I look forward to doing more with them. And they do have a high vibration. If you go to that vibe, you can manifest your butt off. I mean, you know,
Blessings, yeah.
spiritually, yes, spiritually speaking. And anyway, so good luck, girl. I got you all lit up.
Thank you. If you ever would want me to bring a little wellness pop-up to you, let me know. I would be happy to.
All right, bring
You would like it.
it. Okay, you got
Thank
it.
you, thank you,
Thanks.
thank you.
Thanks.
Love you. Thank
Hey,
you,
thank you.
Kristen.
Oh my God, I just noticed my backdrop tonight. Oh, well, that's freaky looking. You
It's so
know?
cool.
Yeah. That's compliments.
Alex Sanchez is
Compliments.
like, I love it.
Yeah, that's compliments of Judy. You know, I think Judy, yeah, and Ruben did that. There. I look like an angel. Ah, I'm not. Anyway, so Wally, what are you doing?
Oh my
Are
God,
you?
I literally had my thing on Wally. I told Dean, I said, after this is Wally.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yep. Hey,
All right.
Wally.
Oh, unmute Wally. Can you hit the unmute button?
Oh, sorry. Here, Wally. Okay, try now.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Good to
Good.
see
Well, I got a question.
you. Okay.
Today I ran a race today. And
Yay. Dean did
it
too. He ran a race to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
was Well, I thought I saw Dean at the race, but then I got closer and it wasn't Dean. It wasn't
I guarantee you that.
so
Yeah, you thought he was stalking you, figuring out your secrets.
right. I have a question. Okay, after I got back from the race, I walked in the house and Patrick was really confused. It was like he had amnesia. And so I took him to the doc, to the emergency room, and they did tons of tests on him and they couldn't find anything. They say that he has something, the only thing they could come up with was, let me get the transient global amnesia. Do you know what was wrong or what's wrong? It's really scary. He's getting back to normal now, but
How's his blood pressure?
it was fine. They were fine with his blood pressure, but he was outside. He told me raking leaves, and he didn't know why he was outside. He didn't know how he got there.
I think his blood pressure went real high when he was outside. He can't be out there, especially
Okay.
he can't get too warm, you know. But it looks like his blood pressure went super, super high. And
Okay.
so, and that just, he's lucky he didn't have a stroke, is what I see. But
Okay.
how old is he?
He's 59.
Okay. But he has to be a little careful because
Okay.
he's not running marathons. How old are you?
I'm 78.
Okay. Yeah, well,
So,
something's wrong. Something's wrong with you because you act 16, you know.
the race today was an 8 hour race. So we started at 7:30 and we ran until 3:30. So we tried to get as many miles in that we could. So,
Yeah, I always do when I race. I do that. Yeah.
do you, so
Yeah. Dean does too.
Yep.
it was
I raced to the garage today.
Oh, you did. Oh, good. Excellent. Well, anyway, well, I'm glad you did your race. And but when I look at him, his blood pressure went real high because
Okay.
he overexerted himself.
Okay. Apparently he was raking leaves.
Okay. Yeah.
And
Don't rake leaves.
right. He is on a blood pressure pill. They wanted to increase it, but he hasn't agreed to do that. So
Might go ahead and do it, you
yeah,
know.
I'm gonna
So
talk to him.
because that's what caused what was going on.
Okay.
He almost had a stroke.
Okay.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
And so, but he had all the symptoms of a stroke, but he just didn't his blood vessels, his arteries didn't pop,
Okay.
because they just didn't,
Yeah.
and. But he almost had a stroke, and so he can't make himself have a stroke over doing stupid stuff like raking leaves. So anyway, okay. That's what it was.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm gonna have the talk with him tonight.
All right. So there we go. The talk. Did you hear that, Dean?
Wow. Is that like going to start running talk?
Yeah, you can take all kinds of lessons from Wally. Running lessons. Oh, you can give Michelle the talk.
That kind of scared me.
You spent too much damn money. So I'm going to give you the talk tonight. There we go. Wally, I love you. Okay. Good luck, buddy.
I love you too. Thank you. Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, and I did clear him. I cleared his head off. That was.
Oh, did you? Dark. Okay. Good. Thank you. Am I clear? I've been really upset about this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Clear his chest. There's a little darkness around his chest because his heart rate went way crazy high.
Okay.
And then his blood pressure followed. And so there we go. And so, but I just cleared his heart and I just cleared his brain.
Okay.
You know, I cleared everything that has to do with that. And so I would see how you feel really light now, much better.
Yeah, I feel. Yeah. I feel relieved.
Yeah. He feels relieved. And so there we go. You did him a lot of good. So there we go. We did some good there. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Ollie.
You got it. Wally's having a hard time finding people to keep up with him. That's the problem.
We'll start running.
You gonna start running?
That's it. Yep, I'm determined.
Wally will kick your butt. He's 78 years old. He can tear you up. As simple as that. You're not gonna
wait for 2 years to get up to that.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah, I'm excited for you. Anyway, there we are. Oh, let me speak to where am I? Oh, everything moved. Okay, Alex. Let me speak to Alex Sanchez. I want to talk to him. Oh,
okay.
He was at
funny. You'll just have to wait a second. Okay, go ahead. Go to Alex. Hey, Alex. We love Alex.
Hey, Alex. Please. There you go.
We miss you.
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
It's going really, really good. You were amazing at the retreat. Everybody loved you. Thank you. You shared your gifts, you shared your joy, everybody shared back. I mean, you really are a person of light. And when you're around, everybody feels better. They just do.
Oh, I love that. You made my day, Gary. Or my night, rather.
Yeah, well, you make people high. You really do. And so I just wanted to say thank you for everything you did at the retreat. Thank you for helping out, even though you didn't have to, but thank you very much. And so,
you're most welcome. As Michelle mentioned so in the chat, that background, it just fits your hair so well. I mean, you just radiate with it. I love it.
I'm going to steal it when I leave. I'm in Judy's house. You know, beautiful. Judy's got everything in the world. So I said, I need something that'll match my Dalai Lama. You know.
Yeah, I see you still got the scarf on, like you said. That's great.
Right? Yeah, I get high from it. It does a thing. So anyway,
they
gave me the honorary monk scarf. And so there we go.
Beautiful. You know.
But what's your question? What you got going? Ask me questions.
I don't have anything too much that comes to mind other than, is there anything that you see hindering me as far as blocks or something that could be transmuted or cleared?
Yeah, I'm clearing a dark energy off your throat. There we go. And okay. So there, I just peeled it off. There it goes.
Okay.
There. And so this is where sometimes you figure out what you need and you have a hard time telling other people what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it says
that makes sense.
Okay. It was a little bit of a communication block, and now you don't have it anymore. And so there we go. Yeah, it was just a communication block. And so now look how you feel. Now you kind of feel like, ooh, I don't know what to do with me. You know?
Yeah.
Crazy lightheaded feeling. And so, but that was a communication block you had.
Okay.
Okay. You got it from your mom.
That makes sense.
Okay.
There it does.
All
right. Thank you so much, Gary. Big hugs to you. Thank you for all you do, as I said. And I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Oh, good. Hey,
again, very soon.
Very soon again. Very soon again. We have great live stuff. You guys got to come out to the live events when we have them. You know, like I said, we had a great live Halloween party. And that was fun with Dave Ryan in the morning in Minneapolis. And then whatever we're doing live is just lots of fun. Please come and join us. And so that's really, really good. You'll have to come to the live event in Vegas once we figure out what we're doing. Michelle, we're figuring it out, right?
Yep, we got it. We're getting it all figured out, Gary. Don't worry. We got you.
Oh, good. You just come. That's good. I'll be there. That sounds good. And so, let me look at you, Alex. I'm just doing one more thing. There, I put a little darkness out of your back. There we go. Perfect.
Sorry, I thought you were done with Alex. Let me put him back.
I was, and then I saw something else, and I got rid of it. So there we go. Perfect. Good. All right.
Thank you, Alex.
Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got Bunny Lee. Hi, Bunny Lee. It's good to see you.
I like and love you. Hey, Bunny. What you doing, Bunny Lee?
Unmute Bunny.
She's my southern girl.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Not too bad. Yeah. I was going to ask you, I feel kind of like I'm in limbo right now. I really want to make a move, like geographically. I want to leave this area. And I'm wondering what you see in my future.
Oh, God. You got all kinds of options. I see a lot of options. I do. Yeah. I see a lot of options. I see a lot of angels. I see, some things that are not going to be what you feel like doing, but they would be great moves for you.
Really?
But yeah, I see Florida. I also see beaches. I see other beaches that look like, I'm trying to figure it out if it's Myrtle Beach or some of the South Carolina or North Carolina.
Well, I've actually looked at some condos in Fort Morgan, Alabama, which is on it's on the Gulf Coast. We actually go there for vacations, and we love it there.
Okay.
You think I'm going to get there?
If you want to, I heard.
Wow.
Yeah, but it feels really, really good. And it feels like you'll find your way wherever you go. You got angels. You know, you'll find your angels will show up before you go there.
Okay.
And it's like when I'm going from city, you know, I was on the road 90% of the time. Uh-huh. My angels would just go to the next city. And so I could always feel it when they would leave the city I was in. You know, I'm like, my angels have left the building and they're getting ready for the next show in the next city or whatever. You have that going on with you. And that's the reason you feel this antsy gotta go thing.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Your thing is not just in your head. It's a real reality. And your angels are trying to drag you to where you're supposed to be.
Okay, awesome. Can I also tell you that Daniel's pulse rate's been really high, too high? You know, mm-hmm. My son Daniel.
Yeah.
Can you look at him and see?
It looks like it might be a medication. Is he on blood pressure medication?
Yes.
Really? He's young to be on it. But anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I feel like they got to check. You need to check his medication. It's not regulated right.
Okay. Okay.
So, And that's what that is. And so, like I said, he's real young to be on blood pressure meds, but
he is. You know, he is, people, yeah.
Yeah, but that's where, let me just clear his energy. That'll help him. There we go. Now then, feel how you feel calm?
Yes.
Good. He does too. There we go. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Look forward to you going wherever you go because it feels good.
Yes. Awesome.
So. Yeah, and I see love too.
Love.
Love is in the air.
Good.
Oh, you guys are great. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Jody. Jody Downhill.
Oh my God, I was looking at her face right then. That's crazy.
Yep.
Oh, I'll talk to Jody. I love Jody. Hey, Jody. Hey, it was so good to see you. Thank you.
Are we unmuted? Did I do it?
Yeah. You're unmuted, honey. There we go. Okay. It was fun to see you at the retreat.
I'm so glad I got to see you.
Yeah, that was very beautiful. Happy. Anyway, what's your question?
Daisy, my Doberman, passed away last evening, and she was 18. She'd been doing great and, still had a will for a living and, we'd have to help her outside, but once she got out there, she could move around pretty well and was eating great. And one of my new girls hasn't been with me very long. On Thursday, she forgot her outside and she got overheated. And so I'm pretty sure that contributed to her passing away. I mean, she was old and, you know, but I think she still had a little more, you know, time. And after she was outside for 2.5 or 3 hours, she got a hot. And I found her out there. I'm like, what is she doing outside? And the girl's like, I didn't put her. I'm like, no one else did. So that was like in the morning, and it was like 12:30 or 1. And brought her in, and she didn't eat again. And then yesterday I treated her, and she just didn't want to eat and puked. And then in the afternoon I took her out. She went tinkle and had like a soft stool and stuff. And anyway, came back in and they found her passed away.
I see her in the highest part of heaven.
Yeah. No, she's a wonderful dog.
Yeah. I see her in one of God's houses in heaven, and where I see many times the highest dogs, you know, the dogs that act like humans and that are our closest and best friends, as I know she was to you. And so
she was the best.
Yeah. I see her just saying thank you. And so, but I just hear a big thank you from her. And she's smiling. She's got this smile on her face. Did she smile? Did she grin?
She was so happy. You know, she loved life. Even though she was having problems walking, you know, we all helped her outside. And, you know, once she got out there, she could walk, even though she was so strong and just had this will to live. And I know she was going to live that much longer because she was 18, you know, and for a Doberman, that's ancient. But, you know, she just, nothing else was wrong except for her, you know, ability to get up. And, you know, and then this stupid girl, you know, I just wasn't ready for her just to pass away yesterday. You know, it's like,
we're never ready to lose our best friends. And so, but I see her, she's in a beautiful part of heaven. She's just so happy. And she said, and she loves you for all the treats you gave her, you know, like whatever treats of life. And so, but she's good, honey. She's doing really good.
Yeah, I know she is. I just feel so sick today. Sick to my stomach.
Let me clear you. Okay. When you suffer an emotional loss of that, and you've had a few, you know, let me clear that, because it taps into the other one. So all the way back. And I get a supervision of your father. You know, and so because he was your best friend, and I always see this guy. He's like, he was like, how old? 90 what? You know,
96 and 1.5 months.
Yeah, but he, you know, because I see this older gentleman with the most beautiful white hair I've ever seen, and so I'm just clearing, and when I get a vision of him, he popped in, and he, he's with her there. That's what it is, there, and now I see him and her together. And so there we go. So he's with her.
Well, I think she went, she just fell asleep. I mean, she, you know, I think she got tired, and, you know, it just like from one day to the next went from eating and, you know, doing really well to like, cause she got overheated, you know, that was just too much for her. And she went to sleep and she looked very peaceful. Like her position in the cage was, you know, like she fell asleep and just passed away. So it was, you know, I mean, the best way to do it.
I think that's what happened. I think, you know, and I don't even know, even though it sounds like it's a contribution to her passing from the girl leaving her outside, I don't know if it was. I think she just might have been ready to go, you know. And so, but she's in heaven. She's doing really good, and she's even with your dad. And so I saw your dad first, but then I saw your dad holding her and held her head up. You know, I was like, oh, okay, there we are. Mm-hmm. So he's just wanting to let you know he's got her. So there we are.
Yeah. Big kiss to you. I just felt so like, oh.
Well, I cleared all the funky dark off you. I hope you feel better. And so there we go.
Thank you.
There you go, girl. I love you. You know, is anybody inviting you to eat something tomorrow? Go to dinner, go to lunch, go to anything, tomorrow? Go to whatever. Yeah,
not yet.
when they do go, that's what I heard.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, all right. I will.
All right. I love
you. Thank you. Girl. I love you. Thank you so much. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Jody. We miss you. Love you.
She was fun. I got high from Jody at the retreat.
She was great at the retreat. She was cool. I like how she got her blessings with the monks too. So good.
Oh, she did that, right?
Her chocolates. Yeah, she did.
Oh, cool. Cool. A lot of people did. A lot of people did the blessings with the monks. And so that was just beautiful. That was just really, really good, you know? And so I did too. I hung out. They kept on doing these little chants and things, you know? I didn't know if I'd misbehaved or if I was doing everything right, you know? But it was all perfect. It was good. Who are we talking to, girl?
Thank you, Gary. I have Felix Rivera. Felix, he's not doing so good either. So sorry, Felix. Yep. Go ahead and unmute.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, buddy. What's happening with you?
I just had a rough day today. I mean, a lot's been going on. I just feel like I'm in a dark place right now.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. When you get in these dark places like this, sometimes your spirit leaves your body. And so, and, you know, you have a lot of higher selves, which means you have a lot of spirits, right? A lot of angels. And I want you to say, God, please give me my new spirit.
God, please give me my new spirit.
Okay, now it's rolling down from heaven, and it rolls right into your body. And there it goes. So you feel your body get warm, see? The yes. Whole body. Okay. Now you got a new spirit inside of you. And so in this new spirit, you'll be able to build on that spirit. And I saw it being a very happy spirit. So you're going to be able to get through your dilemmas, you know, the things that are tough for you will now become easy for you. And that's with your new spirit. And so you just want to say, thank you, God, for my new spirit. Say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God, for my new spirit.
There we go. And now your hands got real warm. See, they went, bleh. I felt a flushness. And so I see you, you're going to feel a whole lot better. And I see a lot of light around you. I now see a God matrix going into your head, which will allow you to manifest whatever it is you want. And so do you have other things you want with work and job and things and stuff? You have any of that going on?
I don't know. I guess I just want to earn money easier in my life.
Okay, because I see that's what I saw coming to you. And so with whatever your manifestations are, manifest money right now. And just say, God, bring me abundance, please.
God, bring me abundance, please.
There you go. You got warm. There we are. I felt your head, the back of your neck got hot. There we are. Ah, nice. Take a deep breath and just say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Now your vibration raised up to a very high vibration where things will come to you instead of run from you. And so there, try to think positive for yourself. There we are. And so try to think positive for yourself, positive energy. And so you don't poo-poo your luck. You know, in other words, like think as positive as you can and just ask God for the gifts of abundance. And there you go. You're set. You're good. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Good luck.
I like him.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people get that vibe where they just get beat up. You know, it's like, oh, God, I'm having one of those days getting my butt beat today. You know, but you can get above that vibe. You don't have to stay with it. You can get above it, and you don't have to stay with it. That's what you got to remember. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Julie. Hi, Miss Julie. Thank you so much for being so patient. Good to see you.
Go ahead and unmute, please.
I don't do that too often.
Oh, hi. That's okay. That's all right, girl. Hi, what's your question?
I would like to ask you if you could clear the blocks around my sisters and I. I think they're contributed through trauma from my mother, and we all have an issue relating to each other.
Yeah. Okay. How many sisters do you have?
I have five at the moment. I have my youngest pass a while back.
Mm-hmm. Is there five, but now you got four sisters? Is that what it is?
There's five of us all together. There were six.
Oh, all together.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. There we go. I'm just clearing them. There we go. One of them's stubborn, right? Good Lord.
A couple are.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I see, real stubborn. There we are. I just cleared them people too.
Oh, one's there. A firecracker too.
Yeah, I like that one. There we are. That looks good. Looks good. I think you'll
thank
find
you so much.
Better. Yeah, and I think you'll find you'll feel better, relate better. Is there a dinner, a thing, a family thing planned anytime?
Not at the moment because we're all kind of in a purgatory in a way. So okay. Trying to get back to connection.
Yeah, get out of purgatory and, you know, go have a dinner, a lunch, a thing, or something, you know.
Yes, family. Thank you. And I have one other question. If you could help me, I feel like I have a block for decluttering. I cannot more clear the more I get in, and I'm not sure what that is.
Me too. I'm a great hoarder. I'm a professional hoarder, right, Dean?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I feel that. Yeah, you don't want to go there.
Yeah, I said I'm a professional hoarder, right?
Yep, you are a collector.
But he's a lot of really cool
instead of a
things.
Hoarder.
And Michelle's a cool thing, Gary.
Michelle's a collector.
I like your stuff.
Yeah.
Appreciate things.
I love collecting things.
Yeah.
Fun.
Why do we do that? Why do we need that many collections?
I don't know. Things? I've asked myself that many times.
There we go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm just clearing away what I see. There it goes. Got it. Now look how light your head got dizzy. Feel that?
I did. My hands got very tingly, like I need to move stuff around and out.
Yeah, you'll find it'll be really easy to even throw things away or give them away. So there we
go. Thank you so much. You have a great day. It's so nice talking to you.
You. Thank you. She's sweet. There we go. Yeah, Dean and I just went through one of my storage tombs. You know, yep.
I got the photos and videos to prove it. No. Yep. That felt good though, didn't it, Gary? It's on its way. Or did it make it there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know, it's really crazy. I've had this storage unit since 1999, right?
Yep.
You tell me? I could have bought 2 Mercedes Benzes for the storage unit. What the hell's wrong with me? Anyway, interesting, right? There we go. Perfect. I just cleared everything away. So
those all your treasures.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had treasures. I didn't even know what they were. And it was really interesting.
Oh, cash register was absolutely awesome.
Yeah. That's cool. Did you get it? Did you take it? Or do I have it?
No, you got it.
I think really?
It probably weighs 200 pounds. It took 3 of us to move it.
But Dean likes
it's an old brass cash register from, I don't know when, early 1900s, late 1800s. I don't know. It's awesome.
That thing is great. And it works.
Yep. You know? I was going to steal it from you years ago, but I went there and I realized how heavy it was. And I was by myself and I was like, damn it.
That was it.
Very hint, hint.
Oh, that's funny. There we are. We have fun with stuff, though. Anyway, who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Dominique, iPhone Dominique. Although she's not in the picture, we can come back to her.
We can talk to her online. Dominique, I'm reading your armoire. Your armoire said, no. That's fine. How are you? What's your question, honey?
Hi. I just wanted to talk to you and to see if you can clear me.
Yeah, let me look. Yeah, I cleared a lot of stuff. Are you taking a trip or moving or think? What's all that?
I'm not taking a trip right now.
Yeah, what's the move? You got something where you feel like going somewhere. Do you know?
No, not really.
Okay, whatever this is feels great.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going.
Okay.
I've just been working and I just, you know, been having these little problems with my boyfriend. It's like ups and downs.
I think you're paying more attention to him than you are yourself.
Okay.
And it looks like to me that you may have some really good luck things happening that you're not capitalizing on. And are you working now?
I work. It's my 25th year in my company.
Okay. It feels like at work, there's some opportunities that are really good that you're not seeing.
Okay.
And you're not paying attention to.
Oh, okay.
And I think if you look, you'll find great situations, promotions, things, funds. You know, I just see you really being in the zone. It's like, here you go. You won the lottery. And you go, oh, no, I'm too busy worried about my boyfriend.
Do I really worry about him too much? He just says things to me and I just get over. I'm like, why is he saying this to me like that? You know,
Well, yeah, let me clear that off, but I think you're a little overly sensitive, and I think you're off, you're not on your path, because you're kind of, thinking it's almost like you're creating drama that's not there. And so, when I go to read it, there's not much there to read, as far as the drama, except you just are believing there's a bunch of drama. And so I would drop the drama. But I would really focus on my work, because it looks like you got great work situations and things, and you're not taking advantage of it. And so, whatever, so
Yeah,
you.
I had the opportunity, my boss telling me to move to be a supervisor or move up. But I think I could do better than a supervisor. Do better things.
Yeah, of course. Why don't you just do that as a stepping stone? There's the move. I think that's the move. There we are. I just feel a move, and then you can go just do this one move, and you're like, yeah, what the hell? Right? Yeah, okay. Your boss is trying to do you a favor and help you out, and you're not going for it.
Yes, you're
Okay.
right.
Yeah. Why you want to do that? Why you want to shoot yourself in the foot?
I guess I'm comfortable because comfortable what I was doing. Comfortable.
I don't think so. I think you're restless. And so you're looking for trouble and problems, and you're digging around in your boyfriend.
You think so? I think,
Yeah,
I don't know. I
I
think
do.
that, well, I really think I have my daughters and I worry about them. Like, I
Of
worry
course you
about
do.
one. Isabella, she's
I'm
doing
just saying
good.
you're worried about this, you're worried about that, you're worried about everything. You're worried about worrying. You're worried about drama that's not there. You need to, you can repeat after me. I
I'm
will gonna stop worrying. I'm gonna stop
stop
worrying.
worrying. Stop worrying.
Yeah, look at your hands. They got really warm. Your feet are warm now. Feel that?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. I took the mojo off you. And so you had hexed yourself. You got it from your mother. Is she a worry wart?
She did, but she passed like 8 years
Yeah, but
ago.
was she, but did she just worry about everything every day, every day? Every day, just worry, worry, worry.
Not really. She
I
just
think so.
talked a lot. She
She
just.
worried. She would worry about it. I just see her worrying about everything, And so it's what I see. So maybe you didn't quite get it or understand it, but you're mojoing yourself with your worry. Stop.
I'll stop.
Yeah, do that. I see your boyfriend's, by the way, your boyfriend's great, and he's really madly in love with you.
Oh, thanks. He is great, but yeah, he just
But
he's
what? But what?
nothing, nothing. He's
But what?
great. He's great.
Okay. I'm gonna call you out.
And my
Stop it.
kids are great. And my kids are great. My
Okay.
daughter, Isabella and Danica, are great.
There you are. They
Yeah.
are. Yeah,
Yes.
it's you. Quit doing that. Go get your job and shut the hell up. Okay.
Okay,
Yeah,
thank you.
go get your new job. That's what I see. And I heard your angel say, tell her to shut the hell up. All right, shut the hell up. That's nice. I always like it. I like it when my angels tell me to shut the hell up, because that means I'm talking about something that don't make any difference anyway. All we all worry about crazy stuff for no reason. Anyway, that's all nutty. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Jacob Leon, but it's actually Juan Diego.
Juan Diego.
Juan Diego.
Oh, there
Here's
you are.
others.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Hi,
Hi,
Gary. Hey,
Juan.
buddy. What you doing? You're our best friend in Ecuador. Is that it? Where are you from? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, I'm from Ecuador.
Oh, good. All right. You're our best Ecuadorian. So that's good.
You
That's
so
good.
much.
Yeah. So what's your question, buddy?
Yeah, my question is about my grandmother. She is all the day, she's tired, and I see her very without energy. And so I wanted to ask you if you can see some energy that you can could clear or heal of her to help her, because I'm really sad because of about that. Because I love her so much, and it hurts me see her like that. And
I think she has a thyroid issue. Okay. A
what?
thyroid, Your thyroid gland is in her throat, and it looks like she has a very low thyroid. Has she gained or lost any weight lately?
She's very thin, but she can't digest the digestion.
Yeah,
She can't
well,
digest.
that even makes sense because your thyroid controls your metabolism,
Okay.
and so. But I'm just saying she got a little. She needs to get her thyroid checked. They are do that,
Okay, she oh well,
and
thank
that's.
you very
But
much.
that's affecting her energy. Her energy, she's feeling terrible, and her
Okay.
sleep. I don't think she sleeps, and so I
Yeah,
think she's got.
yeah.
Does she stay awake, or do you know that she has a problem sleeping?
Yes, she's tired. I see she doesn't sleep well, but she's tired all day long. So she's like this. She's
Right.
not
Well, the reason,
sleeping.
well, she's not sleeping, so she stays up all the time and all day. And so, or she falls asleep all day. But she's got, but it's her thyroid. Her thyroid's keeping her awake, even.
Okay.
So get it checked and see what happens, okay?
It's not energy.
Well, it has to do with that as well. I cleared her energy. Yeah, she looks better. She looks really, really bright. There we are. Let me clear yours so you quit worrying. Stop worrying. Project light to your grandma. Take your hands, put them up like this. Okay? There we go. You're magical. There we are. Okay, now just project light to her. There we go. And love. There we are. Yeah, look how warm you feel. See? Feel that? You got rid of two or three demons messing with her. Simple as that. Now, see how you feel really good? Feel that? Sinus is open. Got warm all over, all the way from your head to your toe. See? Right? Okay. That's all you got to do. Do that to grandma and she'll be all right. And you will too. Okay?
You very much. Okay,
Hey.
thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Love you so much.
You.
Thank you, Paul. I had your sister.
Yeah. Yeah. All he's got to do is love her. A lot of times we worry about people instead of loving them. He's a love bug. And so, just project love to grandma. Grandma, how you feeling? All you got to do is just project lots of love to her and healing. That's all you got to do. That's good. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Samantha Rader. I hope I said that right. Hi,
Hey,
Samantha.
Samantha, unmute
Hey,
yourself, please.
girl.
Hey,
Hey, how are
Gary.
you?
How are you?
Really good. What's your question?
So my question is, I went through a custody battle on my husband's abusive relationship, and my son has had functioning autism, and he's been saying that as scary. So I don't know if I should be concerned about that. And if I'm going to bounce back financially from all this, or may happen.
Yeah, those are a million questions all in one. I'm hearing to tell you're going to be okay. All right? And so I just see you being okay. And with work, are you doing two things at one time or a part-time job or what are you doing?
I do one job, but I have a lot of like commitments I have to do with my custody stuff and my job. I help out a lot of people at once and multitask a lot.
Okay. I just see you doing a couple of different things that actually end up giving you money. Yeah. And so that'll help you out a lot. So I would do the job and a half, whatever it is your job, and then I see a half a job. And so that's maybe helping other folks are doing whatever, but it feels good. And I feel good about it. I think you're going to crawl out of your hole, that your situation has dug you, and I see you being just fine. And so that's what I see. When I said that, you got real warm. Feel it? See? There. And I cleared all the darkness off, all the negativity off. Honey, you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be fine.
Do you
Right?
think I should be like concerned with my son and his safety about saying that about his dad if I left in an abusive situation?
Is the dad on crack or coke or something or meth or
No, I think he abused Adderall. He has a
he
gambling
uses.
addiction, Adderall.
Oh, okay. Speed. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so because I felt this speedy, vibration, that's an addiction. And so it's hard when you're with addicts, And so this is just an addiction. you'd have to pay attention. I couldn't possibly answer your question accurately.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, the reason I can't say is your son okay? Well, he's with an addict, you know, and so are addicts ever okay? No, hell no, you know. What might they do? I don't know, you know. No one knows, and so just it's the seriousness of addiction, and so I cleared off all the demons I saw. That'll make everything flow a little better. How old's your son?
Four.
Four. Mm-hmm. He's like a beautiful four. He's like a little handsome little man, right?
He is a really handsome little man.
Yeah. And so your son, your it looks like your ex is jealous of him.
Maybe.
Definitely.
I think so.
Yeah. And so he's jealous.
He spends his time with me and he looks like me.
Well, I just see him. He's jealous. And so that's what's going on. But I cleared the negativity off. I cleared the demons off. That's all I can do with addicts, you know, and then it's up to them. So good luck. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you, honey. Thank you.
I saw you a blue bath. Bye.
Yeah, you look better. You look really, really good. That's good. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Jersey, Jack and Mewkey. Oh God!
Whoa, you got it. I think you pronounced it
that right. Hi, Jersey. How are you?
Please unmute. There we go.
You muted yourself again.
Oh, here, one more time. Unmute again.
One more time.
There you go.
There you go. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what's your question?
Hello. My question is. It's about girl, woman, my doctor. So the girl I, one moment, the girl I fell in love with a month ago made it clear that she didn't want me. So I sent her a bucket of flowers. During conversations, during physiotherapy treatments, I felt that I had some kind of communication block. However, she accepted it, and it was also very nice. On Monday, I have a chance to apologize to her for the misunderstanding in communication.
Yeah, well, here's what I would do. Here's what I would do. I think the pace is everything. You got to, you know, you got to get the pace right. And so with her, she is afraid to go too fast. And yes. So that's what, yeah. So just chill. All you gotta do is chill out a little bit and you'll end up there. So that's good. So yeah, just take it easy. So, you know,
take it easy. So go to her with a flower of rose or.
Yeah, I mean, I think she appreciates. I think she likes gifts and things. She's just normal. You got her made. You overthink this like to some insanity level. So quit overthinking and just enjoy, hang out. But I'd see just take it slow, and then you'll see you'll end up where you should end up. I'm clearing all the negativity off of it that you created, and so there we are, better. There we go. Now, see how you feel light. Sinuses open, so you can breathe through your nose now. Feel that? See? There we go. Yeah, I got rid of your negativity. Yes, you had mojoed yourself. I unmojoed you. You'll be all right. You know? And so, there. Looks better. She's sweet. She likes you. She just, you know, you're bringing on too much too quick. Slow down. Okay?
That's okay. It.
All right. That's all you got to do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Much love. Much love. Thank you.
Good luck. Look, I like him.
Yeah,
I think people do that in relationships a lot, Michelle, don't you? They just race. They just run on up in there and just freak out the other person. Like, the other person's like, what the hell? You know? Yeah. And so all you do is just chill and I see everything working out all right. Anyway, ask me questions.
Thank you, Gary. I've got Natalie Squire. Hi, Natalie.
How Natalie, are you? What you doing?
What happened?
You gotta unmute
we
yourself.
Can't spotlight. Okay, there she is. There
you back.
Hi, Natalie.
Hey, girl, what's your question? Yeah, what's your question?
Hi, Hi. Hi, Gary.
Hi. Hi.
Thanks for picking me. Well, first of all, I want to say I'm in Minnesota, and 3 weeks ago, I felt like there was a dark presence in my house, and I just kind of breathed through it, and I made sure I meditated again because I had stopped for a while, and all that shit went away. But I think you mm-hmm. coming in the city did not hurt. I'm so glad to hear that because it was crazy. It was a weird feeling.
I know. I'm like, what is this? I know I matter. I mean, I'm being egoed out to say that, but I know that I'm able to clear big spaces. I'm able to clear cities, countries.
You did
the world, and so, but you guys can do the same thing. That's what God wants us all to realize. We can clear the dark energy, no matter how big. And right. so that makes a difference for everybody. So I'm glad to hear you say that. So thank you. Looking at you, I'm clearing your house now. And I got you all lit up. I got all these rainbow energies in there. There we go. Look how good you feel now. That's crazy, right?
I feel amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And so, yeah, I just lit up the city the other day. Just rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. There we go.
We needed it. My hand is sweaty. So I want some guidance. I ended a relationship about a year and a half ago, and it was really hard. The last year and a half has been hard emotionally, trying to move on, move forward, and blah, blah, blah. No drama. I don't want any drama. So I'm trying to move forward. And I have this guy right now who's interested in me.
Good. I wrote down new one. Okay.
And he's, so here's full disclosure. I'm feeling insecure with them because he's very successful.
Good.
And he wants to show me a good time. And
what
I said to that guy, I was like, yeah, he's moving too fast. I so relate to this. So I told him, I'm like, we need to chill. Like, so we're going to be friends.
That's stupid.
And
you're being stupid. No, I don't. You're not even close to being like this other, that other thing I read, other person. No, honey, say yes and shut the hell up.
So, yeah. Okay. I needed to hear that because
say yes. And
I'm feeling insecure, right?
You're being an idiot. Anyway, and so it's, you know, and so this guy's great.
His name is Izzy.
Yeah, but he's like what you've been looking for.
Maybe, yeah.
No, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could actually go to dinner with him and he can afford to pay for it.
Yeah. That's what we're doing tomorrow night.
Good. So, go to dinner. Enjoy the dinner. Okay. You know, order two desserts just to be crazy. I mean, you know, whatever. But just tell him thank you and be appreciative to him. See, he's also a natural empath. Okay. Understand, natural empathic people mm-hmm. get high when they spoil someone they care about.
Yeah.
So he is having fun helping you and spoiling you.
Yeah.
Just say so, yes. Now you skimmed right over it. You're not even hearing me.
I am saying yes. Just do it. I already said yes to going to dinner again with him for the second time. I just needed to like run it by you because
he's great.
Okay.
He's what you've been looking for.
Okay.
He's what you've been looking for. You still didn't hear me. It's amazing. I can see in your head. He is what you've been looking for.
I think that's why I'm scared.
Yeah, it's okay to be afraid, but you're going to nail it. He's already there. You don't have to do anything, which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
He really sincerely cares about you.
Which is stupid. I just met him once. It was just, it's not stupid, but it's scary.
He felt it. It was magic.
He did.
He told you that, right? He says, I don't ever do this, but
we left the restaurant and he said to God, he goes, she's the one. And I was like, whoa, what the?
Yeah. No, I'm serious. That's what it feels like. So he's the one. He's the one. So just treat him nice. Quit pushing back. Quit blowing him off.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Hey,
lots of love to you. Thank you. Got a good one. Just shut the hell up. Enjoy
the jump in, Natalie. Stop thinking.
You just arrived. Take it.
All right.
Go for it. With Michelle and Dean, I finally got those guys together after 10 years of dancing around stupidly. 10 years. Yeah. And I told Michelle, I said, go home with him and never leave. And she did.
Oh,
I did, because I didn't listen to you the first time, and look what happened. I wasted 10 years of my life, and then you told me the second time, and I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm doing it. And so,
yep.
Yeah.
Gary.
There we are. Yeah, so just do the same thing.
Gary, yeah.
Yes.
He's a good one. All right. He's a keeper. Just spoil him a little bit. Thank and he'll you. Be happy. All right.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Isn't that funny how you can find the one and you don't know, and then you, I don't know, whatever. But
I've never had a problem just jumping in.
That's for sure. But they were all idiots. I'm like, the ones before Michelle were colossal idiots.
I know. Jeez.
I may have other things in my life, but the love Ariel is never one. I just jump in, right or wrong. I'm like, hell yeah, let's go for it.
Yep.
Like, oh Lord, not again. Yep. Best friends go through hell. Oh my God. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Every time you would go into a stupid relationship.
I don't know. Did I cry on your shoulder? Gary's like, shut the hell up. I'm like, you don't understand, Gary.
This is bad. This is really bad.
Gary would look at me like an idiot. He's like, seriously, you got tears in your eyes. Stop crying. No, I'm just joking. But I would be crying on his shoulder. He would tell me to stop. He's like, it's going to be okay. But I know in his head, he's like, oh, Lord, you did it again.
Yeah, thank God for you, Michelle. You guys are just stupidly happy. Great.
Thank you.
No, that's perfect. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, anyway, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for tapping in. And thank you for joining me tonight. I love you guys. And remember, you can change your outcomes by changing your energy. All you got to do is think positive, realize that life is good, not life is bad. Many times you get addicted to the darkness and addicted to the bad side of things. Get addicted to the light side of things. Think positive. Every time you catch yourself thinking negatively, say, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to stop this. And I'm going to think positive thoughts, and I'm going to project wonderful, special, perfect outcomes for me, myself, and I. Fix yourself first. And then move out from there, and you guys are going to be just fine. I see a lot of you guys really, really spiritually gifted and now learning how to use your spiritual gifts, project light, and you'll find your luck will show up the next moment. That's what I see. I love you guys. I look forward to seeing you. And I'm running around doing stuff. Come and join me somewhere, wherever I'm at, doing whatever, be a part of my Enlightenment Club, Energy Clearing Spiritual Masterclass, which is coming up real soon. And I've been traveling, so now we're trying to work that in. And so all you got to do, join us, just GarySpivey.com, 800-827-GARY. Check and see if I got any private readings. I'm doing a few. And so there we are. Thank you, guys. I love you. Appreciate you. And I will see you real soon.